Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 6 with verses 25 through 29. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are not you more important than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan? Why are you anxious about clothes? Learn from the way the wild flowers grow. They do not work or spin, but I tell you that not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was clothed like one of them. Once I was walking into a store and I noticed a flock of small sparrow feeding themselves in the grass. As I looked up, I noticed a man watching the birds too. As I said, if God can feed the birds of the sky, what more can he do for me and for you? He smiled and I proceeded without further ado. Just a small way of how to communicate with others the whispers of Christ. You know, God reminds us to talk to others in joy of knowing salvation. You share this beauty of living redeemed. It is an amazing light of love, seeking the faith of a proven God who came to the world as a man to die for our sins, as we learn then to live for the hope of his mercy and grace. We must learn to greet anyone at any time and anywhere in the name of Jesus. This worry is vanished by the constant discussion with God, his Son, and his Spirit, to live his will by seeking his word in prayers every moment of every day. It's hard. We all get distracted. Just remember, God loves the effort of sharing the salvation that brought peace to the world that anyone can experience by a single confession of faith in Jesus the Christ. What an amazing feeling to share the love of redemption. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am so sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our sister-in-law, Carmen, who's been transferred to a new hospital, seems to be responding to a different type of treatment plan. And she's the grandmother of Brittany, who we've been praying for brain cancer, who has had a clean scan. We continue to lift her up and pray for her healing. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother in the name of Louis. He continues to transition and grow in his daily re-entering into society. Daily prayers for our neighbor, Thelma. We pray for a friend of ours and his wife for a baby to be born. I believe it'll be a little girl. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. It's chapter 6, verses 25 through 29. We got a 1, 2, 3, 4 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Even a Pretty Woman or a Handsome Dude. Life, yours worry, not you told, therefore. Not your body wear, nor drink and food. More to life than clothing, a body to adore. Even a pretty woman or a handsome dude. Skybirds see, revealed as an example. Them fed by the Father and assuredly ample. Reap nor sow any of their delights they sample. Fatherly fed, there's nothing to trample. Are they more important than you? Even the deaf and the mute knew. Love by God through and through. Span of your life without worry to do. Moment none added, worrying about clothes you think sear. Learn how to grow flowers wild, to smell and to peer. How they grow, Jesus said, without worry or fear. You told the splendor of Solomon wasn't robed so dear. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's January 4th, 2023. Recording this morning at 5:27 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we close today at 7:21. We're getting close to 7:11 again, but just going over with some thoughts about how to share God in anywhere, anytime, any place. As we close in His precious name, make that 7:31 in the name of Jesus. As we bless our good friends, John and Marie, in His name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.